Jim Gaffigan, some fans will never forgive me for anti-Trump tirades, I don't regret it. By David Ng on January 3, 2025. Actor-comedian Jim Gaffigan has admitted that he alienated some fans for repeatedly attacking President-elect Donald Trump on social media for years, but added, I don't regret it. Jim Gaffigan spoke about his anti-Trump tirades in an interview with the Daily Beast this week. I regret that people think that I was criticizing people that support Trump. And that was never the intention. I regret, someone said like, now I can't follow you anymore and I kind of said F you to them, the comedian said. He later added, I don't regret it, but I also do acknowledge that there are true die-hard Trump fans who probably enjoyed my comedy. But because they feel so passionately will never forgive me. Gaffigan claimed that he ultimately didn't lose that many fans. I wouldn't say it was measurable. But there were definitely comments on social media, and there are still some. My son, who's so funny, I posted something, and my 18-year-old son commented, I liked him until he went on his Trump rant. For years, Gaffigan used his Twitter account to repeatedly lash out at Trump. Most notably, in 2020, Gaffigan experienced a nuclear-grade meltdown following the Republican National Convention. The comedian fired off more than 15 five-alarm tweets in which he railed against the commander-in-chief as a con man and rapist. To those of you who think I'm destroying my career, wake up. If Trump gets elected, the economy will never come back, he said in the epic tweet storm. In the Daily Beast interview, Gaffigan also spoke about the criticism from the left that he received for his recent appearance at the Al Smith dinner in New York for the Catholic Church. Trump attended the October event but Kamala Harris declined. I was normalizing a fascist, right? I knew going into it that I was going to get criticism from both sides. I'm not a roast comedian. I mean, I love politics, but I just don't talk about it, Gaffigan said. So I knew that if I did jokes about either side that there was going to be some blowback. But I also thought it was worth it. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.